Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, the Reserve Bank on hold, the US Fed next, and SpaceX shares continue to climb. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 16th of June 2026, a day where the Australian share market finished flat. We'll have the details with Stuart Roberts from Stocks Down Under soon, including what he's telling his clients. But first, in a unanimous decision, the RBA left official interest rates on hold at 4.35% today, but it's still worried about inflation, which it says is likely to remain high for some time. It's also left the door open for further interest rate rises. To explain, I spoke with Barrenjoey Chief Economist Joe Masters. So Joe, the RBA's left interest rates on hold today in a unanimous decision, but it's clearly worried about inflation. Just how worried?
Well, I think they should be worried about inflation. As the governor talked about in the press conference, inflation is too high. It was domestically generated prior to the oil crisis. Even though we're seeing some resolution in the oil crisis, or fingers crossed, hopefully, what we've seen in Australia is a capacity-constrained economy and second-round effects, particularly in the construction sector. And I think the lesson of last year, of course, was if you don't get demand down sufficiently, you don't slow the economy enough, then it doesn't take very much for inflation to reappear. And we don't want to see that again in another, 12 or 18 months' time.
The big news story of the year when it comes to markets anyway is that of the war in the Middle East, right? That's obviously driven inflationary pressures around the world. Given there is this potential formalization to end the war on Friday, isn't that a good thing for the outlook for inflation?
It's a relief, but it mostly flows through to what we call headline inflation, right? And the RBA tried to look through these sort of sharp moves, particularly in things like oil prices. Now, the issue is that even if we get some resolution, it's going to take quite some time for global oil prices to normalize. We've got a lot of ships that are stuck inside the strait. They will take some time to get enough confidence and insurance to be able to pass through. Then they need to go and deliver their oil. Then they need to get back to the Middle East and fill their tankers again and get more supply into the global economy. And at the same time, every country in the world is going to be trying to rebuild their strategic reserves and maybe make those reserves even bigger. So oil prices will come down and we'll have more confidence about that, but they're going to take a long time to normalize. And in fact, if you look at the futures curve out 5 or 10 years, oil prices are still $5 to $8 a barrel higher than they were prior to the crisis. So this idea that constantly fuel prices are higher. And then in Australia, the other issue is it's not just about fuel. It's about an economy that is running above its capacity to supply and generating not just second round inflation, but firms that have pricing power. And we do have the Fair Work Commission increase in wages coming through on 1 July. The governor talked about the bank likely having to revise up their wage growth forecasts. And if firms are able to pass those prices on, then you get another hit to inflation coming through household services.
So with that in mind as well, three of the big four banks have said before the RBA decision today that the RBA was done likely lifting interest rates. But what do you think? And is there anything in today's statement and commentary that suggests further rate rises to come?
So first up, I might take the second part of that question first. The governor was very clear. The statement was very clear. The statement from the board added a line at the end that said, we'll do what's necessary to bring inflation down, including further rate hikes. And the governor talked about that addition of that statement in her press conference. So make no mistake, if inflation does not come down, the board does stand ready to act. Now, it's a little bit of a choose your own adventure. I would say the RBA is absolutely data dependent. Now, if economic growth slows, if unemployment rises a little bit, if capacity utilization comes down a bit, if inflation expectations moderate and firms show that they're not easily passing on prices, then the RBA won't hike again. Unfortunately, that's not how we think the economy will evolve. We're actually seeing some upside risk to inflation through the September quarter. And so in our profile, we have one more rate hike coming, most likely in August or November. Most likely in August, I think, actually. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but the good news about that is that would then make us more confident that we've really hit the nail on the head of inflation, and we can look forward to a series of rate cuts through 2027 and 2028, a more sustained easing cycle than we saw in 2025.
That is Joe Masters there, the Chief Economist at Barrenjoey.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
In football, sometimes the biggest stories aren't on the pitch. They're personal. I'm Paolo Gallo, host of Route 26, a new podcast from SBS about the moments that change how people see the game. I sit down with football lovers to hear about the matches and memories that stay with them long after the final whistle. Listen to Route 26 wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Australian share market reaction now, where the S&P ASX 200 actually turned up after the RBA decision, after trading in the red for most of the day. The ASX 200 finishing flat by the close at 8,917 points. Energy stocks did best. The banks reversed earlier gains, but retail and tech stocks fell the most. BHP, though, hit yet another record, closing 1 cent higher today. For more, I spoke with Stocks Down Under analyst Stuart Roberts. We've got other major central bank meetings this week. The Bank of Japan lifted interest rates today, but the big one is the US Federal Reserve. I think it's meeting later in the week. It's the first meeting with the new Fed chair, Kevin Warsh. What's expected, and is it on a path to higher interest rates at the end of the year?
Yeah, everyone is in two minds on this one. School of thought is that because this was a Trump appointee, rates have to stay steady or go lower. The other school of thought is because it's a Trump appointee, he's going to want to establish his independence and put rates up. My money is on rates going up. You're seeing an America that's near full employment, with unemployment over the target range. And what you want to see is some price stability in the world's leading economy, which you've got a chance to get now that oil is coming back down to between 80 and 90 a barrel. So yeah, expect rates to go up slightly, but not to go up much more than that.
And not until later in the year. We're not talking about a rate rise in the next meeting, are we?
I would say later in the year, potentially. We've got something. But interest rate increases in the US are the least of the market's worries, I think, down here. What you've got to be concerned about is economic conditions here, which I think is weakening if you look across the board.
How significant is Trump's deal to end the war with Iran? Because we've been close many times. It's not signed yet, but does the market believe him?
Well, the market believes it, because what the agreement has signaled is that oil will now flow freely into the system. And so the world can basically go back to normal without the expectation of it being disrupted by another action by the White House.
SpaceX, can we talk about it? Up 40% in just 2 days. We've got another couple of AI-related companies looking to list in the US share market. Space ETFs are proving increasingly popular and some doing well. What's your take on the space place?
I believe we're reaching close to mania level on space. It's instructive to me that Elon Musk and his colleagues warned the world that it wasn't a done deal that SpaceX would turn into a venture of generally lasting value. So I would liken it. You need to go back in time. I liken it to when Starbucks went public on NASDAQ way back in the mid 1990s. No one knew who Starbucks was, but the valuation.
I don't remember it.
You're obviously younger than I am, Ricardo, because what I remember the commentary around that at the time. What's a coffee chain doing going public at such an outlandish valuation? Now, we all know Starbucks was one of the growth opportunities of the second half of the 1990s and well into the 21st century. But at the time, it was perceived at going public at frothy, exuberant type valuations. That's what we're seeing here at the moment. A serious venture that kind of looks risky to those of us who know technology and know markets, but the markets are embracing the opportunity. That tells me that the next 4 years are actually going to be quite good until things really get out of control and your grandmother's buying SpaceX. I encourage your grandmother not to buy SpaceX at this stage.
Okay. And what are you telling your clients more broadly right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Travel. A lot of people's travel plans were disrupted by the war in the Middle East. We now see that situation return to normal. In an environment where companies like Flight Centre got knocked down quite heavily in the panic after the shooting started, this could be a good opportunity for companies like Flight Centre and other players in the travel game.
That's Stuart Roberts there from Stocks Down Under, and he wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. If you like it, give it a review, a rating, and subscribe. And don't forget, you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.